Amen. Well, that is my clue to take this time to go ahead and pray. I want to thank you all for joining us on the Master's Call this morning. Would you join us now as we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this morning once again, first and foremost, giving you thanks, giving you praise, because you're simply worthy to be praised. We thank you for the Master's Call, and we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Rutherspoon. We pray your continued shower of blessings upon their lives, Father God. And now we ask, Father God, that this call will go forth with clarity. We thank you for the word that you've already downloaded in our speaker today. And we pray, Father God, that she will share that message with power. We pray for each and every person on this call, those that are continuing to work through the process of grieving of a loved one, especially someone as dear as a mother. I pray that you give them special comfort. And for those of us that have spoken and unspoken prayers, minister to us in a special way. Now, we serve notice to the devil today that no evil working spirit or demonic force will be able to have any control of this call. This call will go forth with power. We ask all these things in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen. I love you, TMC family, and remember that you are God's masterpiece. At this time, I am going to turn the call over to our host. Host, have you made it on the line this morning?
I am here. Can you hear me, Minister Ada?
I can hear you loud and clear. And I believe that is Minister Tiffany Lauderdale all the way before you. The platform is yours, my dear.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this We Are God's Masterpiece Thursday. We thank God for you, and thank you so much for opening us up in that anointed prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. This is Tiffany Lauderdale, as she said, all the way here in Southern California, and it is indeed a privilege and an honor to wake up into a new day and to greet each one of you here on the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our co-founders here on the Master's Call that said yes on almost 5 years ago now, their yes was done on October the 25th, a little bit before that, but we started this call on October the 25th of 2010. And so I thank God for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon that they said yes to the mandate and the mission that God had given them for this, the Master's Call, that every Monday through Friday, when you dialed into this number at this divine and appointed hour, that your lives would be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you began your day here on the Master's Call. Just want to let each and every single one of you know that this call does have a website, and so we invite you to go to our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived since the inception of this call. Also, you'll see just different words of encouragement, different scriptures on there. You'll see all the bios for our speakers. So please, please, please visit our website. You can also make comments and remarks on our website. Also, if you are interested in this season and being a greeter here, Minister Ada, she greeted this morning, and so it's not hard. You just welcome each of the family members onto the line, and then, you know, you open us up in prayer. And so, you know, prayer is very important, so we want to make sure that we pray when we open the call and we pray when we close out the call, and then on Fridays, we take your prayer and praise reports. And so if something is going on in your life and you need us to stand in agreement with you before Friday, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. Some of you on the line may be part of a phenomenal Christian-based multi-level marketing company called Artists International. That is the thread that brought a lot of us here together. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness company, and we are also the number one reshaping garment company in the world. And so if someone from Artists invited you to join us here on this call today, then please get with them and ask them to tell you how an appointment with Artists will truly change your life. So we're going to go ahead and move forward. I hope you have your pens and your pencils. And before I say that, we also head over to the morning motivational call following this call. And there are so many phenomenal artist leaders on that call. It was founded by the visionary Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and there is so many great testimonies and great information on that call. And that telephone number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. And that's immediately following this call every Monday through Friday. So go ahead and take out your Bibles, your pens, your tablets, your notebooks, whatever you need, because it is now time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning is definitely no stranger to the Master's Call. Actually, she is one of the co-founders here on the Master's Call, and we so affectionately call her Dr. PK. She's Dr. Pecola Roberts, and she stays right now in the state of Florida. She is a grandmother to Jelani and JD. She is a mother. She is a retired chaplain. So she did serve as a chaplain in the military, but she has retired and moved on. She is now, I call her Dr. Super Fantastic, and, you know, you could just check her out on Facebook if you want to go to Facebook. But, yes, she lives a super fantastic life, and she can also help you to live a super fantastic life. So without further ado, this lady is anointed and appointed. She is a powerful woman of God. She is on the move to do what God says to do for the kingdom. So without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you this morning none other than Dr. PK, Dr. Pecola Roberts at this time. Dr. PK, are you out there this morning?
My God, can you hear me, Miss Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, young lady. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Wow, wow, wow. I do thank God this morning. I do thank him for waking me up today in this absolutely gorgeous place here in Reunion Resort. And one of our African-American sisters, co-owner of this place, is absolutely beautiful. If I was with Vanessa, she would be Pastor V. She would be telling me her name. But she's the owner of BET Johnson, yeah. And so we are here with the Millionaire Roundtable today. You all, let me tell you something. If there is anything that I can say to you this morning, looking out here, it is that God's blessings for you are so far overreaching anything that you could even think or imagine. I mean, when you see the beauty of God's handiwork, first of all, and then see what he has done through man, it just absolutely blows my mind. And so this morning, I thank God for each and every one of you, TMC family. I thank God for you, and I'm so happy that I have an opportunity to share with you. I thank God for also you all who work with us. I call them the staff because we all work together so well in ensuring that this call happens each and every morning. So Minister Ada, thank you, and Minister Tiffany, thank you so very much. You are always, you both are so elegant, always, and I thank God for you. I want to just talk to you just a little bit this morning about the strength, the secret of being content with the Lord. Paul talks to us over in Philippians 4, 12 and 13 about the strength that God gives us, and because God gives us this strength. Christ gives us the strength, then we should absolutely know that it doesn't matter where we are in life, that the secret to our being content is in Christ. Our secret of being content is in Christ. And I talk about this because you can always, my homiletics instructor, Dr. Clark, said to us a long time ago when I was in seminary, he said, you have to preach from your hot button. You have to preach from that which is really affecting you right now. And for the past 3 years, I have just been on the move from here, there, and everywhere, and just going and going and going. And I finally can say in what state now that I find myself, PK Roberts, I am content. How many of you can say that this morning? We're going to talk a little bit about contentment. Have you seen people, it doesn't matter where they are or what is going on in life, they're always looking for something else. The thing is that God wants us to know that wherever we find ourselves, he is there. David said over in Psalms, if we descend into the belly of hell, God is there. If we descend into the belly of hell, God is there. If we ascend into heaven, God is there. So therefore, God is everywhere. God is an omnipresent God who is everywhere. So therefore, it doesn't matter where we find ourselves, in what situation we find ourselves in. Brenda Terrell, I see your face this morning. God is there. Marie Preston, God is there. He want me to say to you, number one, that wherever you are, he not only is there, he made there to be here for you. So God is there, God is here, God is everywhere. Okay, so because God is there and God is here, God is everywhere, wherever God is, we say we want to be in the midst. I remember Dorothy Cook always saying, listen, if you don't want God to be in artists, you see, wherever God is, that's where I want to be. And I tell you, that is absolutely true. So the truth is, he's everywhere. So let us find ourselves and make ourselves content in the place that God is. So, I mean, where we are, because we know that God is everywhere. How about that? I thank God for that, because it will stop us from running from here, there, and everywhere, looking and seeking and trying to find what? Peace and contentment. It gives us an opportunity to look at our surroundings and be thankful for where we are. Now, just for a moment, I want all of us to just think for a moment about where we are right now. I described to you my surroundings a few moments ago when I look out here and see blue skies and see how beautiful it is here, the greenery, the golf course. Tiger Woods played golf here. This is one of the greatest golf courses in the world right here. It is just absolutely gorgeous. I thank God for that. Somebody else is saying, okay, you don't know where I am. I'm sitting over here. The skies are not blue. The skies are absolutely gray. The trees are not green. They are absolutely brown. I am sitting here in a place where I don't even know where my next meal is coming from, Dr. PK. I don't even know what I'm going to do on tomorrow. I can't think beyond right now. Well, let me speak a word of life into you. Hiya. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to understand something about God. the situations that we find ourselves in right now are situations that will help us to become who God wants us to be tomorrow and in the future. So that you need to understand that even though the skies are gray today, they will not continue to be gray on tomorrow, because God is a continuing, evolving God. He is a God who absolutely is stable but still moving. God is so awesome that none of us can wrap our little peanut brains around him. You need to understand that the trees that you are looking at today that are brown or no leaves on them, if you stand there, watch those trees and come back, those trees will have some greenery on them, or God will allow them to die completely out and something new to come in their place. I'm here to tell you that God is so awesome in our lives that if we can find contentment, that's the word for us today. What is contentment? Contentment is peace in knowing that where we are right now, that is where God would have us to be. Contentment is connecting with the source of power that is called the joy. Oh, yes, the Bible says, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. So when we connect with that joy, we understand that even though we look around and see no green grass today, even if the green grass doesn't grow here, God can take and move me from where I am to where green grass really grows. Hallelujah, that where I am today is not where I have to be tomorrow, because I am connected with God. God is a God who wants the best for me. Because God wants the best for me, God decrees that I will have the best in my life. So when I decree that I will have the best in my life, being connected with God through the joy, through the source of joy, which came through God sending his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I came not for those who already have life, but those who are dying. I came for those not that's already healed, but those who are sick. You better come on and connect with me. I came not for those who already have it, but for those who are seeking to have it in me, through me, with me. So when we connect with the source of power, hallelujah, it doesn't matter where we are. We can look at ourselves and say, it's really all right. So I want us to, number one, as we are to remember that when we are seeking and being troubled in our spirit, know that God is here with us. God is here with us. Now, if I had been a member I have been a member of the family that was hurting and sick and didn't have a job. You know, I had to sit with this guy this week and just talk a little bit about where I come from financially and everything. When we reflect on our finances, I'm taking you somewhere. I want us to stop and think about where God has brought us from. If God did it one time, he will do it again. Because God is with us, and God has proven himself to be faithful. The second point I want to talk about real quick, Lord have mercy, the time is moving, is that if God did it one time, God will do it again. So being a member of a family that was hurting, that was sick, I remember when David and I both were jobless. He couldn't find a job with a master's degree in mathematics, and I couldn't get a job with a master's degree in a master's of divinity at that time. Now I have a doctor's of divinity. I couldn't get a job. Have you found yourself at a place where everything you touched appeared to turn into mud? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been in a place where It seems like every dime just slips right through your finger, and you wonder where in the world did it go, because it didn't do what you wanted it to do. Have you been in a place where you almost have the rent, but you still $100 short, and the people won't take that, and they are threatening to do foreclosure on the house or throw you out of the apartment or what? Have you been there? Yes, all of us have been there. Even Dr. Super Fantastic has been there. I have been there, and I know for a fact. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you for memory. Thank everybody. Just stop right now and thank God that you can remember. Thank God that you can remember. I remember how he brought me through. Glory to God. He did it one time, and he'll do it again. He isn't a God who says you have just so many chances at success. He's not a God who says that I gave it to you one time and it's over. He's not a God who says I have blessed you once and now you've gotten all that you can give. God is a God of abundance. Jesus said, I came so that you can live life and live it more abundantly. That's why he came. And so, because God did it once for you guys, know that he is a God who can do it again. God, you healed me one time. Yes, you did. And I thank you that healing is mine today. Hey, glory. You opened the door for me once, God. Everything seems to be dark to me now, but you allow the sunshine to flash in my life in the past. Do it again. Lord, I had love in my life in the past. You didn't say that I couldn't have it but one time. Do it again. God, I thank you and I praise you today that you are a God who loves me in spite of. You healed this old body one time. Heal it again. I need you to do it again, God. Do it again. You are a God who can do it again, because there is no limit to what you can do for us, your children. I belong to you, God, and I thank you and I praise you. And then finally, I want you to be fully engaged in the process, in not only loving God and thanking God for the good times. It's hard to thank God for bad times. But the Bible says in all things, give thanks. And so we need to become fully engaged in life. That's my final point. We need to be fully engaged in life, fully engaged in loving God, loving ourselves, and loving one another. John 13:34-35 talks to us about love. Well, someone asked me about love once when I was in the military. I often had couples come in, just come in. Pastor V has heard this story before. Come in. I want to get married. You want to get what? I want to get married tomorrow. I don't do it like that. We need to have six sessions of premarital counseling. Have you heard of premarital counseling? No, we need to get married today. We need to get married tomorrow, because I'm going to be leaving. I'm going to be deploying, and she wants us to get married before I deploy, and we need to get married. I said, wait a minute. Let's talk a little bit about this thing as to why you want to get married. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about love, okay? So, first of all, I want to know about your relationship with the Lord. when we finish this first session, you're going to understand why it will take me 6 sessions to get to the point of knowing myself that this is something that I do, and I don't do lightly, because marriage is something very important for me to perform. I don't perform marriages just for $125 or $250 or whatever you want to give me. I perform them because this is something that God has entrusted in me to do as a part of ministry. I said, so let's first of all talk about the main ingredient that I think is so important, and I'm talking about being fully engaged right now. I've talked to you about that a little bit this morning, because sometimes in life we get so disconnected with the real thing. So I talked to you about peace. I talked to peace and contentment. I talked to you about joy, the main thing that connects us. Now I'm going to talk to you about love, the thing that we really, really need, and all of it goes back to God himself. So I say, ask this young couple, I said, are you saved? Do you love the Lord? Well, I used to go to church. That does not answer the question. Well, you got to understand, my mom and dad prayed. I said, that doesn't answer the question. I'm talking about you and your relationship with God. You and your relationship with God. Because you got to understand that God is love. And because God is love, if you are not connected to the real source of love, there is no way for you to love yourself. And the Bible wants deems that we should love each other as we love ourselves. So the commandment is given, love one another. But first of all, you've got to love God, love yourself, and then love one another. And the reason I go right here is because we are in a business whereby we must work together. And we wonder sometimes why people cannot work together. Well, I want you to know it's because people don't love God. Because if you loved God, you would love yourself. And you wouldn't stomp on your own toe. So therefore, you won't stomp on my toe. And I have sense enough to know that if you don't love God, you don't love yourself. There is no way that you can truly love me. So I need to watch myself. You all, let us connect ourselves to the real source of power as we live our lives together, as we work together, as we work this great business called Artist International. Artist is an international company. Do you understand? That means global. That means the mission, the vision that God gave Mama and Papa D'Azillion is to take health and wellness all over the world.
Amen.
Great mission. Okay, that means it's time for me to stop. Thank you, Pastor V. I love you guys this morning. I want you to know that God wants you to stay connected with the source that's him, so that you can be content, so that you can have joy, you can have peace, and you can love as never before. I love you all. I thank God for you. And I'll be coming back to just say goodbye here in a minute. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for blessing us this morning. I will be calling you back to give us the benediction. But let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty Father, everlasting God, we thank you so much for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for each and every single person that dialed into this, the Master's Call. And we pray that on this day, their lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced, God, that they will walk in victory, that they walk in power, that they will realize they are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that they can find contentment in you, God, because we are your masterpiece. And so we thank you for this day, and we anticipate an expect great and mighty things to happen for us in this day. And we praise you and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we say that every need is met in the name of Jesus, that nothing is broken, that we are whole and that we are healed in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare these things to be so in the name of Jesus. I speak right now strength, comfort, and peace in Dr. P.K. Roberts. And God, we know that you will move and that you will do it because you did it before. These things we ask in your name, and we decree and declare them. Amen, amen, and amen. And I know you want to hear the replay for this call, so let me give you that number. It is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call. That call-in number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-pound. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace. Go out there and make your day great. We will hear you on the line tomorrow. And at this time, the next voice that you hear will be none other than our speaker for this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., come give us our benediction for this.
I sure do love you, Minister Tiffany. God, we struggle for intimacy, for compassion, for rest, for peace, for joy. Give us to rest in knowing that you have already released all of that to us and that it is ours for the asking, for the receiving, for being fully engaged. So bless your people as we go forth today to live a life full, to live a life super fantastically, to live a life that you would look down on us and smile. We thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life. Today is Friday, everybody, and we thank God for you for staying. No, it ain't Friday. Lord have mercy. Let me get off this phone.